This is a tribute to General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu and the Biafran legacy. General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, the people's general, has taken a bow and has left a lasting legacy, the Biafra legacy, the legacy all should cherish and preserve. The people's general in his last broadcast said, "As a people, we endured as only giants endure. We have fought as heroes fight. We have dared as only gods dare. We are disillusioned by the world's insensitivity to the plight of our people. Yet, because our cause is just, we believe we have not lost the war, only that the battlefield has changed. We are convinced that Biafra will survive. Biafra was born out of the blood of innocents slaughtered in Nigeria during the program of 1966. Biafra will ever live, not as a dream, but as a crystallization of the cherished hopes of the people who see in the establishment of this territory a last hope for peace and security. Biafra cannot be destroyed by mere force of arms. Biafra lives." Unquote. Ojukwu is a great Biafran hero. There were other heroes that we will not forget, like General Philip Effiong, Professor Wole Soyinka, and Biafran combatants. General Philip Effiong was Ojukwu's deputy who managed the eventual end of the war and saved Nigeria from facing a protracted guerrilla warfare from the Biafrans. In his own words, he said, "Throughout history, injured people have had to resort to arms in their self-defense where peaceful negotiations failed. We are no exception. We took up arms because of the sense of insecurity generated in our people by the events of 1966. We have fought in defense of that cause." Unquote. General Effiong is a Biafran hero. Professor Wole Soyinka was imprisoned by the Nigerian government during the war on account of his activities, which they found treasonable. He was misunderstood. His genuine effort could have averted the bloody war and secession. He has this to say in his book, "The Man Died." "My arrest and framing were entirely two different affairs. The one was prompted by the following activities: my denunciation of the war in Nigerian papers, my visit to the East, my attempt to recruit the country's intellectuals within and outside the country for a pressure group which would work for a total ban of supply of arms to all parts of Nigeria, creating a third force which would utilize the ensuing military stalemate to end both Biafra secession and the genocide consolidated dictatorship of the army, which made both secession and war inevitable. I was framed in my activities in Go. I was nearly successfully liquidated because of my activities inside prison. From Kirikiri, I wrote and smuggled a letter setting out the latest proof of genocidal policies of the federal government of Gowon." Unquote. Professor Wole Soyinka is a Biafran hero. A French ambassador during the war has this to say about Biafran combatants and Biafran heroism: "Before I came to Biafra, we heard that Biafrans fight like heroes. But now I know that heroes fight like Biafrans." Unquote. The combatants are Biafran heroes. These are all Biafran heroes that must be immortalized. The transition of General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, the people's general, left no vacuum at all because he left a legacy. He lives on. Remember his theory of Biafra of the mind. It is a spiritual theme which reminds us of the uniqueness of the people of this region, an indefatigable Negro identity. I would prefer to call it Biafranism, which translates to the Biafran traits of industry, diligence, self-motivation, drive, resilience, and achievement, and the Negro identity. The job before us is to sustain this Biafran spirit, which our heroes held on to till death. Biafran legacy will surely benefit not just Biafrans alone, but Nigerians as well, the Negro and the world at large. As we reminisce on the life and times of this great people's general, let us look back in time, listen to his golden voice in one of his broadcasts, and some Biafran music by some contemporary artists of that time.